Hey guys, what's going on? If you want, you can have a seat. Do you want to sit down for a minute? Awesome. So this is the long weekend in May, and a lot of people this weekend, not going away camping or to a lake or something like that. You know what they're doing? They're planting stuff. Has anybody been planting stuff in your house? Anybody gardens or anything like that? Okay. What kind of stuff are you planting? Flowers. Wow. That's nice. Planting stuff that I can eat, but some people like, do you guys eat flowers? No, not usually. Okay. That's a discussion for another day. I've got a plant here, and I want you guys to tell me what you think this is. What do you think this is going to grow? What? Zucchini. Close. Yeah. Tomatoes. Awesome. Thanks. Pardon? You're going to grow tomatoes. That's awesome. I like tomatoes. Do you know what? I had last night, I went to the grocery store just especially for you guys, and I bought a bunch of really cute little baby red tomatoes. And do you know what they're called? Cherubs. Do you know what a cherub is? Kind of like a baby angel. And I thought, oh, how appropriate. And do you know where they are? In my fridge. I'm sorry, I forgot them. But in retrospect, maybe it's better that if you want to try a baby tomato, who here likes eating tomatoes? Anybody? Wow, okay, that's really great. Because when I was your age, I didn't. But now I love them. I eat them like candy. So when you go home, sometime this week, ask your mom and dad if you can try a baby tomato. Because they're really, really tasty. They're really good, okay? Now, I got a couple of questions. So we got this plant here, right? And eventually, we hope it's going to grow baby tomatoes. But what do we have to do to this plant to help it grow? Yeah. Water it. What do you water it with? Water. Yeah, right. Brilliant. Okay. That's good. Okay. And yeah, what else do we have to do? We need the sun. Now, do you think it's a good idea for me to keep this in the closet? What's going to happen? Not so good. You know, I'm not good with plants. You know, one time I killed a cactus. That's pretty hard. But I did. Anyway. So, yeah, it needs sunshine. What else does it need? Anything else? What do you do? Pardon? Okay. You're just thinking. That's good. We got to think in church. Okay. That's important. So, we got sunshine. We got rain. What happens if you put it in the garden and some other plants come along that don't look very nice? Yeah. Weeds. Oh, we don't like that stuff. So what do we do with them? Get them out, right? Because there's good stuff in the soil here. There's good stuff in the dirt that's going to help the plant grow, right? But do you know what the weeds do? They come and suck all the good stuff out. So that's why we got to get the weeds out of there, right? That's really important. So we got water and sunshine and taking care of the weeds. Sometimes there's stuff to help a plant grow. Do you see this red thing here? Do you know what you call that? Here's a new word for us to learn today. It's a cool word. It's called trellis. Can you say trellis? Trellis. Here's what a trellis does. See, as this plant gets bigger and stronger, do you know what the leaves are going to do, the branches are going to want to do?
Flop.
Flop all over the place. So a trellis gives it strong, gives it some strength. And what the branches are going to do, you'll find when this plant gets older, it's going to go wrap right around. So see, it's kind of like a ladder, right? It gives us some strength, right, and resilience. So it's good to sometimes, when plants grow, their branches kind of flop on the ground. And then the fruit can't grow because it can't get sunshine and rain and stuff like that. So a trellis is really important, especially for a tomato plant. Now, I want you to use your imagination, okay? Just think about this for a minute. The Bible says that Luann's going to read a Bible story in a few minutes about God being a gardener. Okay? Imagine God's a gardener and Jesus is the vine and we are the little branches here. Okay? And he wants us to grow fruit. He wants us to produce good stuff in our lives. What kind of stuff does Jesus want us to create in our lives? What kind of good stuff? Yeah. Love. Like who? Like, do we have to love brothers and sisters? Oh, no, we get to. We get to love brothers and sisters. Okay, yeah, okay. What else besides love? Yeah? Sorry, I'm going to get you just to repeat that.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control.
Whoa, okay. We're done for today. That's great. Okay, all that good stuff, right? Now, take a really good, careful look at this plant. What do you see here besides the green stuff? What do you see? Anybody? Yeah. Small flowers. Do you see these small flowers? This is really cool. Do you know what those small flowers are going to become? What? Tomatoes! Unbelievable, eh? Can you believe that? These little wee flowers are going to become baby tomatoes, and they are going to taste fantastic. Okay? That's really cool. Okay, so we want more of those. Do you see anything else up here? Do you see anything else up here? In here, maybe it's a little hard because you're sitting down. There's actually little baby tomatoes, the little green ones, okay? Now, we don't eat the green ones unless you like green tomato pie. It's not my favorite. So red tomatoes are the best. But, you know, it's eventually going to produce some fruit, right, which is really cool. So God's our gardener. Jesus is the vine, and we're the branches. Sometimes there's some branches some stuff that he needs to do just to do a little bit of trimming and pruning. Can you guys see any branches here that may not be doing so well that maybe we should trim off? Do you want to show it to me? Oh, yeah, that one's not so great. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I brought my gardening tools around with me. Watch this.
One, two, three.
Okay. That's cool. You have good taste in scissors, obviously. Okay, so sometimes God has to do a little bit of pruning, and it feels like it's hard on the plant, but what it means is that we just want to produce more fruit, and so it makes the plant stronger. So sometimes we go through hard stuff in life. It just makes us stronger and helps us, God, make more love, joy, peace, and all that good stuff in us, okay? All right. We talked about the red thing. We talked about the fruit. Sometimes, and we know that Jesus, when we're kind of drooping, Jesus holds us up so we can produce more fruit, right? Now, who's got a favorite fruit or vegetable? What's your favorite thing? Yeah. Apples. I love apples. My neighbor's got the most awesome apple tree, and I'm so happy when the apples hang over my side of the fence. Yeah, apples are great. Yeah, what? Cucumbers turn into pickles. Oh, yeah, right. What do you like? Carrots. Yeah, big ones or little ones? Both. Big ones. Okay, yeah. What do you like? Mango. That's very exotic. They're very good. Yeah. Bananas. Awfully. Okay. Yes. Watermelon. Oh, man. Juicy. Yeah. Oh, you guys are making me hungry. Yeah. Watermelon. Rocks. Yes. What do you like? Mangoes. Oh, you guys are kind of making me hungry. Yeah. Pineapple. Wow. Yes. What do you like? Bananas. The portable snack, right? Okay. Now, here's something. Yeah. Apples. Yeah. Pears. You guys are such healthy eaters. Here's something I'm going to ask you to do. While Luann's going to talk about the Bible verses with the vine and fruit and all that stuff, I'm going to ask you guys, invite you guys to go and there's paper and stuff to draw. I want you to draw a picture of your favorite plant, like your favorite fruit, and the kind of plant it comes from. So it could be a tree or a bush or a shrub. Okay? So go grab some stuff to create with. Yeah. Yes. Do trees need the red thing when they're little? Yes, they do. It's really helpful. If you see trees, you know, if you go to a store or in your neighborhood, you see trees that are like this high, sometimes they put a stick beside them and tie them just to help give them some support. That's an excellent question. Yeah. Okay, go create.
So Andy asked us to come and just share a short meditation today for Celebration Sunday with you. And the scripture that came to Rick and I this week when we were praying about it was the John 15 passage that he's been alluding to. So the passage that came to us this week was John 15, and it's a really familiar passage to many of you. And today we're just going to spend some time approaching that passage with Lectio Divina, or Lectio Divina, which is something that many of you are familiar with, and some of you it'll be the first time you've experienced this. So I'm just going to wait until the buckets get passed, because we'll want to quiet our hearts to do this next part. John 15. So I'm just going to invite you all, and this is including all the children. You can be thinking as you hear these words, something that's going to come to you as well, to follow along with me. Lectio Divina, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is just an ancient practice that really approaches Scripture as a love letter, not like a textbook for information. The intent of Lectio is to approach the passage, not analyzing it, but reading it for relationship, as a living, breathing way for God to speak to us today. It's a form of prayer, and this is a part I love. It allows God's word to read us. So that's what we're going to do today. It uses a combination of silence, the word, and listening so that we can respond with our heart rather than our intellect. Teresa's going to be just sort of playing quietly in the background as we read through. So the Lectio has sort of four movements. We're going to read the scripture four times. And Sean is actually going to be putting it up on the screen. I encourage you to really just close your eyes and listen to the words as I read them and let them sort of fall into you. If you're more of a visual person, you prefer to look at the screen, you can do that too. But I really do encourage you just to settle quietly in your chairs, just get really relaxed, take a big deep breath and let it out, and just let yourself become really present to Jesus right now. Because Jesus wants to speak to each one of us individually today through this living word. I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation today. This is a more recent translation that really emphasizes God's heart. So when you hear this scripture, this familiar, it's going to sound a bit different, but I want it to be sort of fresh for you. So that's why we chose that. So just take time to quiet your heart, let your body relax, and come and be expectant. This is a word my mom gave me last week, but be full of wonderment at what God might have on his heart for you today. Wonderment. Love that word. So Jesus, we just invite you now to speak to each one of us. You're living and breathing, and you want to touch each of our hearts. You're always talking to us, and we're so busy that we miss it. So would you make us present to you today? I am the true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. The words I've spoken over you have already cleansed you. So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I'm the sprouting vine, and you're the branches. As you live in union with me and your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. If a person is separated from me, he's discarded. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. But if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts. If you keep my commands, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands. For I continually live, nourished and empowered by his love. So just what was the word or phrase that you feel God was addressing to you in that first reading? What stood out for you? What kind of touched you in your gut or even made you feel like, oh, I didn't like that? That was the word that was meant for you. So just sit with that. Hold it. And then we'll move on to the second reading. The second time when we read, think about the word or phrase that kind of glistened for you. And think about how that word or phrase connects with your life. You might be asking, what is it in my life right now that needs to hear this word? Or where am I in this story? And what am I experiencing as I see myself there? I encourage you not to overthink it. Just let it come to you. I am the true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. You must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I am the sprouting vine, and you're the branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. If a person is separated from me, he's discarded. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. But if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts. If you keep my commands, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands, for I continually live nourished and empowered by His love. So as we read through this the third time, ask Jesus to show you the invitation or challenge that He, the Father, the Holy Spirit is offering to you today. What's the invitation, and what's our response to this invitation? Just let it come freely and honestly, because this is personal dialogue with God right now. Just let it come. I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. You must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I am the sprouting vine, and you're my branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. If a person is separated from me, he's discarded, and such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. But if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts. If you keep my commands, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands. For I continually live nourished and empowered by His love. So thinking about what Jesus is inviting you to, perhaps a challenge, a response, we're just going to read through this one more time. We're invited to release and rest in God. When you think about the weaned child in Psalm 131, who's received what it needs from its mother, here we rest with God and enjoy His presence and be inspired to carry that word that He gave you today and live it out. So I'm just going to read this one final time. I am the true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I am the sprouting vine, and you're my branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. If a person is separated from me, he is discarded, and such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire to be burned. But if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire and it will be done. When your lives bear abundant fruit, you demonstrate that you are my mature disciples who glorify my Father. I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts. If you keep my commands, you will live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands. For I continually live nourished and empowered by his love. So I'm just wondering if, as we're sitting here holding these things, if anyone would be comfortable just sharing a word or phrase that God gave you this morning so we can encourage one another. Just a word, a phrase, a response, or an invitation.
I'm moved by, I keep hearing words, the words have already cleansed you, my words for you have cleansed you, and if you keep my words, you take them inside, then you can ask for whatever you want. And I feel like Christ and the Holy Spirit is speaking power and purpose into us this morning. And the Spirit has used someone this morning already for me, just speaking purpose, and power and confidence and encouragement in me, and I feel like the Spirit wants to move in that way.
Thank you.
The word that stood out for me was already. And then following that was remain. And so in my life and also as a community, we're waiting and we're asking God, how long, O Lord? But this word already was just such an encouragement. It's close. We've heard it, like God is close as your breath. Like just put your hand up and that's how close he is. So. And just the encouragement to be sturdy and steady and remain.
Thanks, Barb. Any other words that stood out or phrases or invitations?
Yeah, the storms that some of us, that God has allowed, that's the pruning. And the greater yield, when it comes, it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you. Amen. Jody.
What is coming to me is a repentant of hearts, and this communion, not to take it lightly. This is very serious, this life. That's what's coming to me. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I noticed the part that said, well, I don't know if these are the exact words, but without me, you are powerless. And I don't know, I really resonated with that because for me, I try to work out of my own strength a lot, but it doesn't really work out. So, I really felt that. I don't know.
Thanks, Sarah. I resonate with that, too.
Sean, can you pop up the next slide? The phrase that really struck me, I've read this passage a lot and talked about it and stuff, but reading it again, the phrase that really popped up to me this time was, you must continually let my love nourish your hearts. Here's God as the gardener. Jesus is the vine, we're the branches, right? And we know, we didn't get into this with the kids, but what's in the dirt that makes stuff grow? Nitrogen and all the other stuff that's needed. The Father and Jesus have no problem with their connection. They're in love all the time, right? The gap occurs between Jesus and us. And generally, the issue's not with him. But he's always inviting us back to be connected. And when I think of, you must let my love continually, you must continually let my love nourish your hearts. That's why we're doing this morning. We're communing and just thinking about his love, thinking about the fact there's a love available with no strings attached. It doesn't matter what you did last night or what you thought about or whatever. The words, like you're saying, God's words have already cleansed us. So lean into that cleansing. Claim it. Say, Lord, I messed up. I need to be restored again. And those branches that are kind of drooping and blah on the ground, the gardener props them up so they can be fruitful. He restores us. So he invites us to the table to just keep getting nourished. Funny thing about God's love, eh? The more you have, the more you want. Kind of weird when you think about it, but when you experience it, when you realize, oh my goodness, somebody loves me and knows everything about me anyway and still loves me, full on, full blast, that's crazy. No human being ever does that, no matter how great they are, but that love's available. Man, I could use some more of that. So, Father's inviting us to come and share in that today. So I'm going to pray for the bread, and Luann's going to pray for the cup. And maybe you want to reconnect in some way with the Father. And if it would help to find somebody to pray with today, there's people around to pray with, you know, when we're done the service or even during communion or whatever. The point is helping us connect with Father, because he's here. He's inviting us to this meal. And this is nourishment. I know it's really kind of a snack. There's really good Mary's crackers and excellent juice. It's really, technically, it's kind of a snack. But you know what? Spiritually, man, this is a feast. This is what we need to get reminded. Creator loves us. Creator invites us into his embrace. So, everybody's invited to the table. And maybe you have never done this before. Just maybe. And maybe you want a relationship. Maybe you want to start a relationship with Creator. You can do that through Jesus today. You can do that. Just come to the table and tell somebody about it, and we'll get you started helping to grow like a healthy plant. All right? Jesus, thank you for dying for us, and I pray that you bless this bread as we share it. Thank you for your body that was broken for us. Nourish us through this spiritual food. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Lord, for the cup, representing your blood that was so necessary to be shed for us, we thank you. And we pray that it would bring nourishment and cleansing to us today as we partake. Amen. So just come.